Our radio play for this week is entitled Reconciliation. It is a dramatization based on a story which will be found in the fascinating pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, that educational and entertaining magazine distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast. It's Saturday night at the White Kitten Club. It's not all quiet on the cover charge front. And Mona Riley, who is paid to circulate among the tables with a tray of cigarettes and souvenirs 7 nights a week, is doing just that.
Cigarettes? How about you, sir?
I'm willing.
What brand, sir?
Whatever this pretty little hand is holding.
Here you are, sir. 25 cents. Oh, thank you, sir.
That's for you, not the pirate who runs this place. Now, how about it?
How about what?
How about you and me getting acquainted?
Why not?
No sooner said than done. Here, sit down and rest yourself.
Oh, I'll have to finish making my rounds first.
Okay, honey. And while you're doing that, I'll just go and make a phone call. Hello, dear.
Oh, hi.
Sure. Who else were you expecting? Caught you that time, wifey dear.
Where are you?
I'm at the office.
Well, why didn't you come home sooner?
Man from Los Angeles got in today, and we've been tied up all afternoon. You know how it is, dear. I didn't get a chance to call. Sorry, dear.
Are you coming right along now?
Well, I thought I'd be able to, dear, but I've got an estimate to get out for the first thing in the morning. So don't wait up for me.
I'll call you back in an hour and see how near through you are, dear.
Oh, no, don't do that. Don't bother. You see, the switchboard's cut off for the night, and I'll have to come all the way out of my office. You go on to bed. I'll be home as soon as I can.
All right, Clarence. Good night.
Good night, dear. Pleasant dreams. Ah, there you are, honey. Coming back to my table with me?
Didn't I tell you my cap and tray?
I'll be waiting for you.
Over for a while.
I didn't think they were so bad. In fact, I liked them.
Oh, no, I didn't mean the boys. They're swell. I meant I was still lugging those cigarettes around for a while.
Oh, pardon me. Say, if we're going to get acquainted, the first thing is to learn names. What's yours?
Mona. Mona Riley.
Mona. Lovely name for a lovely little girl.
Thanks. What's your name?
Just call me Clyde. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Dixie Kelly, the former Seatbelt star.
Isn't she swell? Oh, gee, I wish I could do something like that.
Why can't you?
Say, where do I make enough money for lessons?
Are you really interested in learning to dance like that?
Oh, I'd love to do a specialty like she does.
Well, I know a man by the name of Clyde who might be able to dig up the price of lessons for a certain ambitious little girl.
Oh.
Suppose you let me take you home tonight, Mona, and we talk it over, eh?
Oh, gee, that's awfully nice of you, but I've already got a date.
Oh, break it.
Oh, I couldn't do that. My boyfriend would kill me.
Listen, honey, that boyfriend of yours wouldn't hesitate about breaking a date with you if something else turned up. I know these boyfriends.
Why, there's Barry. Just come in. He's a boyfriend. I've got to rush out and see him for a second. Excuse me.
Don't be too long, sweetheart.
Barry, what are you doing here?
Hello, darling.
You said you'd be here when we closed.
Oh, I know I did, but you see, plans have sort of changed. One of the rewrite men is sick, and the boss asked me to take over for him tonight. I'm on my way now.
So you won't be able to keep our date again?
I'm afraid that's the story, darling. I'm awful sorry, but My editor was pretty insistent that I covered...
I suppose you couldn't have told him that you had a date with me for tonight.
Oh, now listen, Mona, don't take it like that. Gosh, you know I'm working to get a byline out of him. I'll never get it if I don't do him any favors.
Well, do me a favor. Just don't bother seeing me anymore.
Oh, Mona.
I can find somebody else who will give me a little consideration.
Oh, Mona, you don't mean that.
I certainly do. This is the last time you're going to stand me up, Barry Wilson.
Oh, Mona. Hey, wait a second. Mona.
Clyde.
Well, it's about time. I thought you'd slip out the back door.
Do you still want to take me home?
Oh, do I? Did you fix it up with the boyfriend?
I fixed it. For Keith. You were right about him, Clyde.
And as the days go by, honey, you're going to find I'm right about lots of other things.
Me. Well, aren't you going to ask me in?
Come in if you want to.
Mona, every time I've phoned, you've hung up on me. And you've given orders to your doorman at the White Kitchen that I'm not to be let in. Oh, why, Mona? Why?
I should think even you would get it. I don't want to see you anymore.
But darling.
Don't darling me, Barry Wilson. It's Miss Riley to you from now on.
What's caused you to change towards me, Mona? I couldn't help breaking that date 3 weeks ago. It was just like I said. I know.
You told me all about it before, but I'm not interested in your excuses. And I'm not interested in anyone who breaks dates one right after another.
But it was business. I wasn't going out with anyone else.
I don't care who you go out with. I said that night it was the last time that you stand me up, and I meant it.
Oh, yeah? I wonder.
What do you mean by that?
How about missing a few dates with a man who has to stay home with his wife at the last minute?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about Clyde Owen.
Why, you sneaking spy? Checking up on me, are you?
Now, listen to me, Mona. I'm not checking up on you.
Well, who I know and go out with is my business, not yours. And Clyde Owen isn't married. He's from out of town. He told you so himself.
Who you know and go out with is your business, Mona. But when the girl I love is being dragged into scandal, I think the least I can do is warn her.
Scandal?
Clyde Owens isn't from out of town. He lives at 2703 Willow Road. And he is married.
He is not.
Oh, no? The 72nd Precinct Station House got a call from the neighbors a week ago to stop a family fight at his house.
How do you know so much about it?
I was covering the police blotter that night. If I hadn't been able to connect the name with the man who's been rushing you at the nightclub, I'd have been sure of it when I got the story of what the fight was about.
Well, what was it about?
The little cigarette girl at the White Kitten nightclub.
Oh, I don't believe you.
You don't? Okay. But when that wife of Clyde Owens barges into your club some night and starts shooting, don't say I didn't warn you were riding into trouble.
Listen, Arlita, you can't walk out on me like this.
Why not, Clyde?
Why, we've been married 5 years. Don't 5 years together make any difference to you?
They don't seem to make any difference to you. Except as an excuse to neglect me and spend all your time with another woman. I've stood for all of your philandering. I'm going to, Clyde. I'm leaving you. While I still have some self-respect left.
Oh, I know I've given you a rotten deal, sweetheart. I've got it coming to me. But give me another chance, will you? I promise I won't have anything to do with Mona anymore. Why, if she was to even ask me to buy a package of cigarettes, I wouldn't pay any attention to her.
I wish I could believe that.
Oh, you can, honey. Honest. Why, if you were to walk out of here, my whole life would be empty. I'd be lost without you. Just give me one more chance, Arlita. I'll be good to you from now on.
You promise me this girl means absolutely nothing to you?
I promise faithfully, sweetheart.
She's out of your life forever?
On my word of honor.
All right, then, Clyde. I'll stay.
Oh, darling. I knew you wouldn't. You couldn't walk out on me.
I'm going to give you one more chance. And this is final.
I know it is. Come on, honey. Unpack your bag. Here. I'll help you.
All right.
Oh, your negligee I bought you last Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I can remember what a hectic time I had getting your favorite color.
Yes.
Hey, what's this in here for?
Oh, why, it's my gun, isn't it?
Yeah, the one I gave you myself and taught you to shoot. But you've never used it since you became an expert.
What chance have I had? We've never gone anywhere to use it.
No, we haven't been away for a heck of a time, have we?
No.
But I'm going to make it up to you for that. We'll go away for this weekend. And to start off the reconciliation celebration, right, I'm going to take you out and we'll make a night of it. Dinner, theater, supper, dancing.
Really?
Ah, whoopee!
Oh, this is a life. Having a good time, honey?
Yes. Yes, very. I'd like a cigarette, Clark.
Here, have one of mine.
Cigarette? Buy me some.
All right. Honey, oh. Give me a pack of cigarettes.
Right.
Oh, Arlita. What the? Mona, come here, sweetheart. Oh. Give me a package.
You. Oh, how could you? How could you after what you promised? Clyde.
Don't pay any attention to this, Mona. She's a little upset. The wife don't know what she's doing.
Right. Then you are married.
Sure, but not for long, believe me. I'll get a divorce for this. Look, I'll take you home tonight as usual. What do you say, huh?
Just this. You lying thief. I don't go out with married men when I know it. So you go home to your wife.
Clyde, wake up. Honey. Wake up, sweetheart.
Oh, I'll leave it. Now, what do you do with that gun?
Don't look so surprised, Clyde. You've got this coming to you. You asked for one more chance, I gave it to you. Now, I'm going to make it unnecessary to have any more reconciliation.
Is Barry Wilson here?
Over there in that corner, miss. Rewriting City News.
Thanks. Barry?
Mona, what are you doing here?
Oh, Barry. I just had to see you.
Gee, am I glad. Here, let's go into the boss's office. It's going to be mine someday anyhow.
Oh, Barry. He was there tonight.
Who?
Mrs. Owen. And was I scared of it? She didn't do any shooting, but she flat cried. Yes, and so did I.
You did?
Oh, honest, I didn't know he was married, Barry. I should have believed you, but I... Oh, can you ever forgive me?
Oh, forget it, Mona. I have.
Believe me, I've learned my lesson.
And so has Clyde Owen. We just got a flash his wife shot him dead.
Oh, Barry, what a fool I've been. Although she didn't have any cause to, well, she might have shot me, just like you said.
Well, from now on, you'd better be a good girl. In fact, this is just to make sure that you will be.
What does that say?
It's an item for the society editor. It says, following a reconciliation, Miss Mona Riley and Mr. Barry Wilson, feature writer of this paper, were married this morning. Winchell, please copy.
The story which suggested today's radio drama is one of the many fascinating stories which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer, who will tell you more about next Sunday's American Weekly.
Thank you.